The tourism industry wants something called a Tourism Improvement District, or TID. Industry consultant John Lambeth explained the concept at a recent Senate Finance Committee.
You have special assessment districts and business improvement districts here in Alaska. It is based on that model. It is an industry self-assessment. Industry comes together, sets the rate, decides how this money is going to be spent, and ensures the efficient, effective spend of these dollars to promote more travel and tourism. That is the basic concept of a tourism improvement district.
During the hearing, ATIA also requested that the roughly $9 million collected from the state's car rental tax be redirected to tourism promotion. That's in line with past spending levels. One casualty of the recent cuts was a 51-page full-color magazine, Alaska's official state vacation planner. The association says it costs about $3 million to create, produce, and distribute the planner each year. The Department of Commerce says it normally goes out to about 470,000 people. Senator Anna McKinnon, co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee, expressed interest in the idea of a tourism improvement district, but she was not optimistic about additional funding given the state's budget crisis.
My comment to you is that expecting $9.5 million out of the general fund is probably unrealistic.
The TID and direct state funding are separate policy calls, but McKinnon was able to read between the lines of what the industry was asking for.
To just put it very bluntly, you believe it is, you have a higher likelihood of Alaska businesses moving forward and taxing themselves to create a destination marketing plan if the state had some kind of contribution into that.
Industry leaders like Lambeth say that Alaska's economic situation is precisely why lawmakers should consider reinvesting in tourism.
If you invest in travel promotion and marketing, that creates additional demand. That demand creates visitor spending, and that in turn creates tax revenues and jobs.
Senator Peter Michicki says that the low energy prices that have otherwise devastated Alaska's economy are one of the driving forces behind higher visitor numbers.
When we're suffering from low fuel prices, we're enjoying higher visitor rates. So there is a benefit there directly. I don't think you're going to see a reduction. I think you're going to continue to see an increase in visitors in the tourist industry. What's difficult to quantify is how much higher the growth would have been with higher funding.
Colleen Stevens, who owns a wildlife cruise company in Valdez, said that the state dollars are vital for small businesses like hers.
You will see large ships, large cruise ship companies, or large corporations. They have the financial backing to fill their assets. They do get support from the state program, but it is your Alaskan-owned businesses that are going to feel the larger impact from diminished marketing dollars to drive traffic to the state.
The industry hasn't come forward with a TID bill, but says that it could draft legislation quickly. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.